right, tough, gritty, hard-nosed win. Encouraging out there in December in the elements. Can't say enough about the defense and the effort they played. Special teams, the field position was excellent, pinning them down deep. The offense hung in there, kept pounding, had a bunch of rush attempts, which was encouraging, and I found a way to outscore them in the second half. And let's open this baby up.
Coach, what is it about the sight of Dallas that inspires the Giants so much?
Again, it was just a tough, hard-nosed win in December in the elements. Ball was tough to handle today for both teams, and just encouraging. This is how you need to win them in December. It's not always going to be pretty. It's going to be in the elements. You stick together, stick with each other, and keep believing.
What can you say about the play? You realize that only once you have to take one score lead, that's going to be it.
No, I mean, you just keep trying to hammer away. This time of the year, you want to keep stacking runs on top of runs, keep pounding the rock. I thought we had a chance to have a couple come out, one that was called back. We'll have to take a look at the tape and see what happened there with the holding call. But, again, you just you play good defense. Special teams was solid, giving us field position, and offense kept running the ball. We got to throw it a little bit better than we did tonight, but we'll get better.
What do you say about the play of Romeo Okwara?
Janoris, he was all over the field. He was all over the field. It was a great play at the end of the ball game, getting his hand on the ball, having that thing come out. But he was all over the field tonight, like a lot of guys on defense.
What can you say about the play of Romeo Okwara, who stepped in for JPP tonight?
He was obviously inspired. Played at a high level, played with a great motor. Encouraging to see.
Coach Hoff, you guys found success in two games with Dak and Zeke this year, where so many other teams haven't found that success against those two guys.
Well, again, you come in, you have a game plan each and every week. You go through the game plan, and you put it to the test. The players executed. Spags put a great plan together. The players executed the plan, didn't blink, didn't hesitate. There were a couple runs there that they had come out, but, again, we didn't blink. We didn't flinch. We just kept playing our game.
Two wins over Dallas. What do you think that says to the rest of the league? You're the only team that needed them this year.
I'm not sure what it's saying to the rest of the league. It's about the men in our locker room.
You have a communications issue there in that second half, and how did it impact those guys?
Yeah, there were a couple times we were having a hard time getting the call into the quarterback, but we adjusted.
The final offensive drive before the kneel down, of course, was there any thought to go for it on 4th-and-3 on the 31, or was the plan always to try to draw them off and then punt it away?
We were talking about a couple different things there at the end.
What did you think of how Eli played?
We'll have to go back and take a look at the tape.
Near picks, I mean, you feel
yes.
What does the two wins over Dallas say to the guys in your locker room?
No, I just think, you know, when you take a look at the game tonight, you know, I thought we came out, we had a good plan. Defense and special teams executed at a high level. Offense, we stuck with the run, had a chance to accumulate some runs, and it's encouraging to get out of here with a win.
Picture how important was this win for your team, knowing that they had the loss last week in Pittsburgh to be able to come home against a winning team.
Yeah, I think this was probably our best week of preparation since I've been here. I think we put the pads on Thursday for about half, 60% of the practice, a little bit more than half. It was a very physical practice. We got our pads underneath us. I think that played a big role in the outcome tonight.
You knew that during the week that your team was ready more than most weeks? Sense that.
I told him last night I felt it was our best week of preparation.
Offensively, overall,
I like the rush attempts, and we need to keep pounding the ball. We need to keep stacking the rush attempts. We had some opportunities to execute better. I had some opportunities to call the game a little bit better, and we'll look at it. We'll learn from it, and we'll get better from here.
So you feel like this was a step forward today?
Yes. In the elements, it was a slushy field, slick ball. The ball was hard. The ball was cold. We need to handle a little bit better than we did, obviously. But to be able to stack the rush attempts on top of each other and find a way to win the game 10-0 in the second half was encouraging.
What did you see in a difference?
No.
Everything tonight, but how important was it for him to still make special teams plays nonetheless, downing the ball twice inside the Dallas 5-yard line?
Special teams was big for us tonight. You know, we had the ball, we pinned them down a couple different times. There were some thoughts and some discussions on going for it on 4th down, but Wing was really nailing it, and they protected them and they covered well.
What did you see difference-wise from Eric in the first half versus second half?
We just settled down, got our fundamentals back, and stayed the course.
It was a rough first half. It's been rough going here. Do you see anything?
Yeah, we don't. The first half's the first half. No one needs to blink. Nobody needs to flinch. We need to play the full game. We talked about this thing coming down to the fourth quarter like we knew it would, and it did.
How about Kennard? That's another guy
that
step up today.
What do you think? Yeah, I thought DK was flying around making plays. Had a nice batted ball there in the last drive. It was encouraging to see.
Did you notice what happened around the league today? A lot of the teams you're kind of competing with won today.
I don't pay attention.
You think your guys do? Do you sense that at all?
You'd have to ask them.
What happened with the footballs with Pittsburgh? You walked us through what happened there last week?
No, I don't really know anything about it. I just know that they said they felt a little, I don't know, the PSIs were a little low, so they checked them. And they just let me know they checked them.
At any point in the game, did you go and check it out, or is that something you got involved in?
I left my pump at home.
Someone obviously went and checked
them. No, I don't check them, no.